Griffiths plays the ball back to Palinkas. Palinkas, it's a loose pass picked up by Sinclair Smith, and Sinclair Smith into the bottom corner, and SC United there, the architects of that goal. Sinclair Smith capitalising hugely on that loose pass, but it was a sweet finish into the bottom corner. Not much Boyce could do with it, and on 15 minutes Marine take the lead.
Well, of all the players to give it away on this pitch, probably Sinclair Smith is not the one you want to have it. And he scored against us with Bamber Bridge last season, and he's done the dose again.
And here's Sinclair Smith again. Sinclair Smith over on the left-hand side now of FC United's penalty area. Griffiths for company. Sinclair Smith still with the ball, though. Still with the ball. Plays the ball back. And FC United bring the ball clear with Tiam. Tiam's, it's a loose pass, though. Picked up by Wardle. There's Mpala. Mpala opens up for Mpala. And that is a brilliant goal from Mpala into the top corner. That's a wonder goal, Paul. We were right behind that. That was soaring into the roof of the net. 18 minutes on the clock. Boys isn't saving that in a million years. If he had a stepladder, he's not saving it.
Well, again, we lost the ball in a bad position, and Mpala from long range there chances his arm with the left foot, and it just flew into the top corner. Boys didn't have a chance with it.
It's a free kick from Marine's right hand side. Two men in the wall. This is going straight into SC United's penalty area, and it's got, well, it goes straight into the 6 yard box. I think there was a flick on in that 6 yard box into the bottom corner. It goes. They're all congratulating Lewis White, the man who took the free kick. So one can only assume it went straight in. 31 minutes on the clock. And it's gone from bad to worse, Paul. 3-0.
Well, undone at a set piece is something you wouldn't expect. But it just sums up the half, really, isn't it? Everything has gone the way Marine wanted it to.
Coulton takes his corner. Swings it into the near post. Oh, it's cleared there by Woodfop. Shot comes in from Olivich. Charged down. And play continues with Sinclair Smith. Sinclair Smith driving forward. Got Mpala out on the right hand side. Cross comes in. That's a great ball in. And what a wonder save from Pat Boyce. That was superb. Sinclair Smith with this corner. FC United to defend this. The corner from Marine's left on his right foot. In it comes towards the back post area. Header one. Wardle rising at the back post there to win that header. From one post to the other. And in it goes. And on 44 minutes, it's 4-0 to Marine.
You have to go a long way back to find out when we were last four goals down at half time.
9 minutes played of this second half. And Guy Hall running over to take this corner from FC United's right on his left foot. Let's take a shot. Here's McLaughlin. McLaughlin for the corner of the penalty area. Whips that ball in towards the back post. Not cleared yet. Shot comes in into the bottom corner. And FC United have got a goal back. It was Morris there. And finally, one of FC United's set plays pays off.
It wasn't quite the way we expected it to come, but it's a goal.
Oliver to Kane. Kane, he's under pressure now. Kane loses out. A challenge on Sinclair Smith. The ball breaks in favour of Marine. And it's Will Ross scoring against his old club. And once again, Paul, it comes from a mistake at the back. Marine make it 5-1. 18 minutes played of this second half.
It's bad when one of your former players score, but when two do in the same game, it really is rubbing it in.
Finlay Sinclair Smith to take this corner. In it comes towards the back post area. Header one. And well, has that crossed the line? Reisman says no.
I'm not sure about that. Well, I had a suspicion it had gone over the line.
Header one there on the back post. Firstly, I think Boyce saved it. It came off the bar. And then I think it was Bilardo, of all people, clearing it off the line. The linesman was in a good position to judge that. Full time here at Marine. And following the highs of Saturday afternoon with that 3-0 victory over Worksop Town, it's back down to earth here at Crosby with a fine performance from the home side. 5-1 victors here.